When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That's kind of on a toolbar towards the top of the page, and that will click you through to the links that you need to stream the show. And woohoo, I got to tell you, looking over my shoulder, it is a cloudy Sunday morning today here in the Great Pacific Northwest. At least it's dry so far. Summer has really been quite lovely with, you know, on and off breaks for thunder and lightning. But considering what else is going on in the rest of the country, we are not complaining. All right. We are particularly excited to be here. Oh, that doesn't matter, Kathy. You'll find out why in a moment. Let us set the stage set the table for what's going on this morning. We're all having a good time. It seems that the Sunday after a Kim and Kevin Sunday, we're all happy because we got a week off. And it's like it hasn't been, well, everybody but Mike, of course. Like it's like we haven't been here. So anyway, as usual, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. We got a full house today. This is exciting.
We do. And you're particularly smiley considering what you've been up since 4 a.m.
I have been up. I got up a little early this morning, 4 a.m., which I never get up at 4 a.m.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, and Helen and Bill don't know this yet because they haven't been here since you've been here.
That's true.
Mike is not a morning person like I'm not a morning person. So we have just learned how to do this. But 4 a.m., that's like way too early. What was up with that?
I can go to bed at 4 a.m.
Yeah, me too.
But boy, get up.
Aji too.
Yeah. Actually, doing a remote. The station is sponsoring the summer fun run and walk for ovarian cancer, sponsored by Swedish Medical Center.
You mean there were actually real people out running this morning at that time?
The place was packed.
Wow.
Yeah, they had really good turnout, and several, just a shout out to John and Margaret and Jessica, who are doing all the heavy lifting for Alternative Talk 1150 AM, as well as our sister station, Click FM 98.9. So they're out there with all their tchotchkes.
Now, where's out there?
It's actually downtown. It's up right on First Hill there, just right by Swedish.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
so
lots of runners.
So you had to be there because there was a remote broadcast earlier.
Well,
today,
we weren't broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
But I was just, to be totally honest, I'm not really sure why I was there.
Oh, I see.
So
you could have slept normally.
Sure could have.
Yeah, okay.
It was one of those deals where you want somebody from the station to be there representing you know, the station,
and
nobody else was available. So I'm sure I was the backstop, as they say.
So you got the nod.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's not rain. Well, it's kind of getting darker out there.
Yeah.
Are they done with the run yet, or are they still running, or do you know?
They should be just about done. It's a 5K run or walk, bless you.
Thank you.
And they got started just shortly after I left, which was about 7:30, so I could get here to the station and and do what I need to do before this show got started.
You just barely got here, so there must be pollen out this weekend because I've been sneezing.
Yeah, it's time
morning.
For grass. It's Is time it? For grass pollen.
Okay, that must be it because I've been sort of sneezy. Well, anyway, on the way to setting the table, Animal World call screeners, as usual, are here. However, they've kind of switched places in the studio at the table with us is Aji this morning. Morning, Aj.
Good morning, Martha.
And then in her own private studio behind the glass is Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right, Hi. You guys are here. And then we are extra full because it's a good thing we have a new studio. It's because then we got plenty of chairs.
We have lots more room.
And microphones.
And by the way, I have an important announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
I heard it through reliable sources, which I can't name, of course, that we are going to get some new chairs. Isn't that going to be sweet?
Oh, you were rumoring about that a couple weeks ago.
Okay, all right.
Just when I finally got mine broken in. And
well,
we got
we'll save that one for you.
Okay, well, yeah, depending on what the new ones are, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a creature of habit. I'm an animal, you know.
Understand. Well, let's just say this. I'll believe it when they're in here. But until then, you know,
and
call,
you don't need
me a pessimist.
Because you don't sit.
Yeah,
I'm a
stand-up
kind
of guy.
Stand-up kind of guy. Okay. All right, then, filling out the table. And I have to tell you that you regular listeners, you, of course, are very familiar with our guests. And I am not exaggerating when I say over the past 17 years of history of Animal World, they are by far and away our most popular guests, and that would be Adventure Travelers. Helen there and husband Bill is here. Morning, Helen.
Morning.
Bill waved at y'all. So anybody that's regular knows that Bill doesn't speak on the air unless absolutely coerced. He reads the papers and, he does the heavy lifting for Helen. But
he's a strong backup man.
He is. Strong backup guy. So every once in a while, we talk about something that is intriguing enough that he chimes in, but that's rare. That's
Sometimes
rare.
Sometimes he wants to correct something that I said wrong.
Well, yeah. So you just have to trust that Bill is, in fact, here. He just is not vocal when he is. But like I said, for all you regulars, you are very familiar with Helen and Bill. You know absolutely why they are our most popular and favorite guests on Animal World. But, you know, I got to tell you, this morning we're going to start over with them because y'all need to know that the rest of the current Animal World family is not familiar with them. Mike has never been here when Helen and Bill have done this show, although Mike swears he's met Bill before.
I know I have.
He
I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I have. Bill and I have actually met before, and we've talked.
Do we need to get out the woo-woo music? Are we talking a past life thing here?
We can certainly get out the woo-woo music. But
don't need the woo-woo. We're not doing any woo-woo today.
I'm certain Bill and I have met somewhere in the not-too-distant past. Because, I mean, like I said, it could have been in line at a shopping grocery store. I mean, I'm just not sure. But his voice and his demeanor and certainly his look is very, very familiar to me.
Okay.
So call me crazy.
Well, if it strikes you during the show, let us know. At any rate, other than that, Mike is not familiar with their stories. And oh my, do they have stories. And Aji and Kathy have not, been on a full show. So we are going for their benefit. We are kind of going to start over with Helen and Bill. You know what? We started a new thing on radio.
We did?
We did. Well, Helen and Bill and I did. We started slideshows on the radio.
Interesting. How'd that work?
It worked really cool because they would come in and do their adventure programs from their adventure classroom, describing their treks around the world with the animals. And they'd bring a projector and project the slides on the wall. And Helen would do her presentation, and then we would describe everything to everyone at home.
Interesting. You know, we do have a webcam into the studio.
Yeah, we didn't then.
Yeah. But I'm saying the next time or another time, we could...
It's an idea.
We could attach it.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's actually looking out at the traffic right now, but I could swing it around and get different preset shots.
Hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, somebody has to pay for that, though.
Usually. Yeah. Sometimes they get turned on by accident.
Oh. Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, well.
We can figure that one out.
We'll talk about that in another time. Yeah. That sounds intriguing, doesn't it, Helen?
That's exciting.
Good conversation about
that. Yeah, yeah, because we had so much fun doing our slides. So anyway, well, that we may be doing slideshows on the radio again, only now with computer stuff. Who knows? So stay tuned for that. Anyway, if you don't know why, Helen and Bill are our all-time most popular favorite guests. You will in no time at all. But now that the table is set, I have some business to take care of before we really get into Helen and Bill stuff. And by the way, you may want to pop onto their website while we're getting business taken care of here, www.HelenTheyer, HelenTheyer.com. And then you'll get an idea of why they are so special. In the meantime, let me tell you, so the whole show today is pretty much Helen and all the wonderful things they do. And we're gonna start with some background and history. We will catch up with, because their main focus has been Africa lately. And so we're gonna find out about that, and then what's coming up in the future, and then we're gonna go back because we have to talk about. But I'll tell you about the books and the stories and one particular lifetime of theirs is becoming very, very popular again. And that's the one that I was kind of guided that we should talk most about today. So we're going to do that. Helen knows what I'm talking about. All right. In the meantime, rest is kind of as usual. I've got a little follow-up to do. We've got a couple of events happening today. And tip, if we run it today at 10 o'clock, is fleas, fleas, fleas. You know, with the warm weather, lots of fleas out there. And if you want to know how to deal with them naturally without the chemical stuff, we will run that about 10 o'clock. And then current events, as usual, 10:50, 10:55. And our generous, and speaking of our longest-term favorite guests, our longest-term beloved advertiser and sponsor, Designing Health, is still continuing to be very generous and give away a free supply of the Missing Link supplement for your dog or your cat friend. And I have an announcement, because we've got a new product available for Missing Link that now is on the giveaway table. So the giveaway works in that when I do the live commercial for Missing Link, you need to pay attention, because I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And then your job is to pick up your phone and call as fast as you can and tell it'll be Kathy, who's answering the phone today, the Missing Link word of the day. And then you get to choose whether you want the ultimate cat formula. You can have your choice of two different dog formulas, the skin and coat formula, or the joint and hip formula. And the new formula is Missing Link Well Blend. It is for food sensitive in dogs or cats, and it's skin and coat and more, and with probiotics. And this Well Blend formula can be fed to dogs or cats, and it's vegetarian. So very cool. And Helen, I know, because this is part of our back history, when we first met, we'll talk more in detail about that, but you learned a lot of things on Animal World back then, and you were telling us before we went on the air, you're still feeding Missing Link.
Oh, yes, we fed it for years to all of our dogs and all of our cats.
Yeah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
It's excellent.
All right. So remember, there's a new choice now. You can get the well-blend food-sensitive Missing Link as one of your choices. And also, please remember that there's more free Missing Link available, in that Designing Health is very much interested in your testimonials. And if you are willing to email me your little story of what your animal friend was like before Missing Link and after, and how Missing Link has helped your animal friend, and include a little picture, I will send that off to Designing Health, and they will send you free Missing Link for your testimonial. So how cool is that? So the first caller with the Missing Link word of the day wins, provided that you have not won another contest on KKNW for the last 30 days. Because we now know, Mike, don't we, that Mr. and Mrs. KKNW pay attention, and we want everything to be fair, so you can't have won within the last 30 days.
We got to go by the book.
Yeah.
And the book says.
The book says. You can only win once a month, and that's on the whole station, all the shows. Not just
correct.
This one. Not just this one. Okay. I think that covers our contest basis, does
yeah,
it not?
I assume we have a word of the day. I don't want you to say it, of course, but...
I thought of that, and I know what it is.
Should we tell Kathy?
No, she's going to have to listen and pay attention. Now, I will tell you, though, you might want to jot down the phone numbers.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Do you think so? Yeah. You want, because that's when you hear the missing link word of the day, you want to call. So, local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And by the way, it doesn't matter where you would be calling from or where you're listening from. If you're listening on the radio and you're close, that's great. If you're listening online and you're across the country, that's okay too. We have a toll-free number for you, and Missing Link will send the product to wherever you and your dog or cat friend is. So the toll-free number is 888-298-5569, and that's, remember, the 1-888-298-5569. And then throughout the show, you can also be in touch with us by sending us an email to the studio. You can't win the contest via email, but you can present us with questions, comments. And the live email address, pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And I'm probably even going to, at some point, may even open the phone lines, because I rarely do that when Helen and Bill are here, because there's so much interesting stuff to talk about. But I just may open the phone lines and say, if you have a question or a comment, you'd like to talk to Helen, because you hardly ever get to do that. We'd probably do that. All right. I think that covered. Oh, okay. Next business here is, we have happening today deals for animals. So you need to know about this. Let's see. This is Humane Society right across I-90 from us here in the Factoria area. They got a sale going on with kittens. It is kitten season, and they're apparently coming out the cracks of the walls of the Humane Society. So, hot sale, $50 kittens at Seattle Humane today only. Adopt one kitten for $50 or two kittens for $90, and those are kittens under 6 months old. Normally, it would be $125 or $200. So, $50 for a kitten, $90 for two. They will be open today from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you could be listening to Animal World where you're driving to the Humane Society if you want to pick out a kitten. And then, also today, it is the last day of Evergreen Cat Fanciers Show Cats Helping Street Cats. It's a 12-ring championship and household pet cat show. It is at the Hilton in Bellevue. And it is, today is the last day. It was going on yesterday too, but it's today. It's already begun at 9 a.m. and it goes till 5 p.m. So if you want to go look at all the kitties, you just got to go to the Bellevue Hilton, and the show is going on until 5 p.m. today. The rest of the current events stuff, you'll have to wait until we get to current events. That'll be towards the end of the second hour. Okay, then. So I did that. Let me check those little items off. All righty. Follow-up from... Oh, and Helen, you don't know this. The reason that we weren't here last week, I have, after, 17-plus years of being on the air and never missing a show, except that one December when we got snowed out a couple times, I have decided to take a Sunday a month off. And that's primarily because I, do my yogi thing now, and so I like to go to the temple at least once a month. So on the third Sunday of every month, I go to temple, and I can't remember if you've ever been in when Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive, was here. But Kevin McDonald, who hosted Positive Talk Radio here on KKNW, they come in, and Kevin and Kim host the show for me. Kevin, or Kim, and they take calls so Kim can answer people's questions about their animal friends and stuff. So they do that the third Sunday of every month. And that was last week. Mm-hmm. So we've been gone for 2 weeks. That's why we're so excited to be here. Anyway, this follow-up email pertains to my big mouth and something I said 2 weeks ago. You know, wouldn't you know who?
You can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah, that would be true. So this has to do, remember, somehow, you know me, Helen, I go off on tangents. You know, the idea just flies in and I just go with it. Something flew in 2 weeks ago and I shared with you something that I do. And that is I use Tide with bleach on my roof to deal with the moss. Oh, Helen's nodding her head. And
me too.
Y'all remember that?
And I'm a big proponent.
Well, I am too. Well, but Sarah's not. So here's the, anyway.
Okay.
So here's Sarah's email. Hi, Martha. I also have a, quote, moss roof problem. However, I hesitate to use chemicals in the environment. Anything that will do a number like that on a living organism just seems like a bad idea. I have read that bleach breaks down to salts eventually, which seems harmless. However, with all of the water tables we live on in this area, I am reluctant to introduce salts to fresh waters and the downstream life. I live in Issaquah. We have tons of underground aquifers, and we all know what is said about salting the earth. Nothing will grow. I hope your listeners don't all run out and try this at home, especially those who do not live in developments with sewers. Of course, it could be argued that my septic tank is doing the same thing. I'm also on a septic tank. She says, and of course, if there is chlorine in the Tide with bleach, which of course there is, we know chlorine is a poison. Pretty roofs are nice, but just some food for thought. You are probably killing a lot more than just moss, and I know you are a caring person. That's from Sarah.
Nicely put.
Very nicely put, and it's well said. Okay, now here's my rebuttal, Sarah, and I want you to listen, because if you got a better idea, I'd love to hear about it. I really, when I got your email, had to really think about this, and I kind of explained why I use the Tide with bleach, and the way you use it is twice a year, and some people get away with once a year. You just sprinkle a little bit on the ridge lines of your roof, and then when it rains, it comes down, and it prevents the moss from growing. I live, you know, I'm out in the Monroe. I live amongst really, really tall trees, and I have a huge moss growing thing. Now, I happen to like moss, and I like rainforests, and that's where I live. Why I live where I live. And whenever, like the previous owner didn't want moss in the lawns, and so used moss killer and stuff in the grass, well, I've decided I can live with moss in the grass, and that's cool. So I don't do that. I have also investigated moss killer, you know, the official moss killers, and that chemicals it is really, really toxic. And I am unwilling to use that really toxic stuff. However, I'm also not willing to let moss ruin my roof, because it isn't such that you just let it grow and it's not a problem. It does ruin your roof. And so my thinking, Sarah, is that you kind of have, life is a balance. You kind of have to pick and choose. And I think allowing the roof to be destroyed and having to be replaced sooner, the cost of the materials and the making of the roofing and all of that kind of stuff would probably be more harmful and more toxic to the environment than preserving the roof. And the other thing I thought, well, the other option is to deal with the moss is to get out scrub brush and water, you know, and power wash or use water and scrub. Well, you can't really scrub a roof, at least not my kind of roof. And that's not only would be dangerous, but also the power washing and the wash. I mean, you could easily argue you're wasting a lot of water. Okay, so I'm kind of like, I don't know of a better solution. The Tide, now there, I have to say that when I was living in the city taking care of my dad, never even had to think about this because there was full sun exposure and the roof was fine. You don't have to use this unless you have a moss problem. Now, Helen wants to chime in here.
What about Tide? We've used Tide without bleach, just plain.
Oh, have
plain
you?
Powdered Tide.
Yeah.
And sprinkled it on.
And has that worked?
And it's worked.
Well, no, that's
plain
okay.
Tide with no perfumes. It's just a powder, no perfume, no chlorine.
So just the detergent itself.
Just the detergent.
And that works for you?
As long as you don't let the moss grow too much, you get it very early.
Okay.
And so we went to the most benign Tide that we could find. No perfume, no color, no bleach, just plain Tide.
Well, okay, so now there, Mike.
Well, just to add on to your earlier point about having to replace a roof because moss will eat into it, you also have a landfill issue with carting away
the roofing and all of
roof.
That.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, that's not to say that what we're doing is perfect and we need to change what we're doing. I believe we're going to evolve back to a simpler way of life, and it will happen eventually that we won't live in these kind of homes and have these kind of things. But the fact we have to deal with the reality that we have right now. And so I think that's a great – I'm glad I brought it up. And Helen, if you've been using just the plain Tide without the bleach, it's interesting – I was at Costco a couple days ago, and I was going to buy more Tide with bleach, even though Sarazima is kind of – because I figured that's the best option.
We never use it with bleach.
But it's interesting. They don't have the Tide with bleach anymore at Costco. They only have Tide powder.
Mm.
So do you think maybe that's another confirmation? So I don't know. Sarah, what do you think about regular, plain old Tide without bleach? That seems like that might be the best option if it works.
We use it like that because it seems to us be more environmentally acceptable, although it's still a type of chemical, but it's less.
And it's got the least of all evils sort of thing. Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
just a curiosity question. I don't have a roof I have to maintain right now, but my question is, how often do you need to apply this? Is it a once a year thing or
Sometimes
two times
never
a year?
Never depending on if you've got enough sun, because sun exposure keeps moss away. And even like in the house I was with my dad in the city, even though the sun didn't actually hit the north side of the roof, it was so warm and there was so much sun, moss didn't grow. So it was not an issue. For those that do have moss, some people I know just do it once once a year, and they did fine. I have found in my environment, because I have so much shade, so much moisture, that I have to do it twice a year. So I do it coming out of the winter, going into spring, and I do it going into the winter at the end of the fall, and that is working for me. But I think especially since they didn't have the Tide with bleach at Costco, the powder, and since Helen said that I'll try just the plain Tide without the bleach and see if that does it. Because I think so. So anyway, but Sarah, if you got a better idea, honey, I would love to know about it.
She can email us.
Yeah.
Would love to know.
AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. You can email us during the show, or you can, send an email to my home as you did. And I really appreciate your input. But like I said, you got to deal with the reality. And I think not dealing with it is worse or just as bad, because you're either going to waste water or roofing, fill up landfill, all that kind of thing. Yeah.
You just got to do the best you can.
Yep. There we go.
And be thoughtful.
Mm. Okay, then.
May I add something?
Yeah, of course.
I also, besides the content of what she said, I really appreciate the respectful way, whatever place she was coming from and how she said.
Oh, well, Sarah's
a
long-time listener.
Thank
and
you,
we
Sarah.
Can feel from time to time.
But
yeah.
I mean, I just think that approach with each other in this time, no matter what we're talking about, is just so helpful.
Well, as my guru says, Paramahansa Yogananda, what does he say? here it comes. All right, it's rolling around. Fools argue, wise men discuss.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. So this is a nice discussion. And that's why I'm putting it out to Sarah, because she says she also has a moss roof problem. But it sounds like she maybe doesn't do anything about it, which is
maybe
fine.
Maybe she doesn't need to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dealable some other way.
But eventually, maybe people that live in our you'll have roofs made of moss or something. And that would be one way to
grow your vegetables. Grow your vegetables on your roof.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. Before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors and get on with the show, I have just a couple of news items, and wouldn't you know, they happen to both be good news. And we probably could use some help in that department. So how about we do the best good news about animals?
Yay.
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm remembering that it felt really good. We really have had some nice summer. It just doesn't happen to be here right now. Okay, now the first good news, I only got a couple of things that jumped out at me here. And this is about the whales. That's one thing I don't know, Helen. If you guys have ever been anywhere or done anything with whales, I don't remember us ever talking about whales.
No, we haven't, but we're interested in them.
Okay. This is a feds to reroute San Francisco Bay ships to protect whales. Now, after a two-year effort spurred by the uptick in accidents, federal marine officials have approved a plan to protect whales in and around San Francisco Bay. It includes rerouting shipping traffic and establishing better ways to track whale locations. The changes crafted by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, shipping industry representatives, whale researchers, and the Coast Guard will likely take effect next year after a final review by the United Nations International Maritime Organization. So that's a big deal. That's a lot of organizations that come together, and that's a big deal for them to change the shipping lanes and all of that. But how nice is it to hear that they all came together? They had a discussion.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And they actually came together and agreed. Mm-hmm. Now if we just get the Navy on board, stop the, okay? That's the next goal.
That's right.
Okay.
American Navy.
Now the winner of the best good news about animals, because you know I like to keep it local if possible. And this was just a little neighborhood profile from the Seattle Times. Neighbors dig in for old duck pond. And there was a nice little watercolor drawing here on the front of the paper. And it says, I'll just read this to you here. The sketch of North 90th Street, bound by Wallingford and Aurora Avenues, was a dirt road when Dave Kunkel's family moved here in 1951. Almost everything around it has changed since, except the little pond his neighbor Chuck Pilling dug out in the 1920s as a 12-year-old boy. Over the years, Pilling built the pond into a bird sanctuary for more than 30 species of ducks, including some that had never reproduced in captivity, such as harlequins and buffleheads. I don't even know what those are. Kunkel and other neighbors have cared for the pond and ducks since Pilling died in 2001 at age 90. Mike Boone delivers a donated lettuce from PCC four times a week, and while Wanda Fulner puts up a sign that explains the history of the pond. This was an expression of Pilling's heart, said Kunkel, and who now owns the property. Quote, it's a piece of country, and I intend to preserve it.
I know where that place is.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
How sweet is that?
It's you just sort of drive upon it, and you go, whoa. That's interesting.
A little
pond and a whole lot of ducks hanging around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Where did that come from?
Exactly.
Yeah. So congratulations. Thank you so much for taking care of those ducks there. How cool is that? All right. So there you go. Some good news about animals. And we are now going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And pay attention, because this is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And Animal World continues, and we're off to the adventure travels of Helen and Bill Thayer shortly. So stay tuned. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food has been exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, and now there's the Well Blend for food-sensitive dogs and cats. It's a vegetarian formula. There's a formula for birds and also one for horses. So ask for The Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. You can ask your veterinarian for a special, more potent version. And if you like, you can contact Designing Health directly. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the Missing Link word of the day is cloudy.
Call into Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Mike.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk and want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I'm excited because we've got our all-time favorite and most popular guests ever in the studio, Helen and Bill Thayer, here. And before I launch into telling you about them, I just want to say congratulations. I'm pretty sure we have a Missing Link winner because the phone's kind of lit up and Kathy's chatting away in there. And I didn't get a chance to say, but I wondered, did any of you watch My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet last night and Saturday before? Audrey's not nodding and Kathy's on the phone, so I don't know. But I got to tell you, if you've got cats, you need to be watching Jackson Galaxy and My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet. The new shows air at 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and then they repeat the previous week's show at 7 p.m. So I actually got to watch both week shows last night. And I'll tell you, he's on a roll. He's just really doing great. He actually did a lot of things that I do with clients these last couple of shows. And, man, he has tapped into a gold mine, I think, because now if you're on his email list, after the show they send out an email that has all the products that he talked about and used to help solve the problem. Like in last night's show, there were scratching posts and beds and stuff for cats, and I clicked on some of the products just to see, and of course they were all sold out. So it's kind of like, I'm sure as once he talks about them, these people are making a fortune because the supplies just sell out. But he's a phenomenal feline behavior therapist, and he's really doing a great job. So I hope you'll watch. All righty then.
Quick thing about that.
Yeah.
If a person doesn't have cable, can you access it on the web or somewhere?
I believe that you can. And, you know, animalplanet.com is their website. And I haven't because I've been able to watch the shows on TV. I haven't tried to watch them online. But the other show that I like on Animal Planet is It's Me or the Dog with Victoria Stilwell. And I have been able to watch episodes of that show on the website. So I'm sure if you can watch her, you can watch him.
Okay.
But just excellent, excellent programming. I mean, my three favorite shows right now are It's Me or the Dog with Victoria Stilwell. I guess there's four because there's four great animal shows. My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy, Dog Whisperer with Caesar Millan, and he's on the National Geographic Wild. He's also on Saturday evenings. And then there was My Dogs in the City with the new guy, Justin Silver.
Yeah.
And although I think it must have been a short season because or they're off for the Olympics or whatever, but they haven't been on the last couple weeks. The show hasn't been on. So they may be done with the first series, and I haven't heard if it's been renewed or what. But
and I'm seeing lots of episodes of just about all those shows you mentioned on their website, animalplanet.com.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can listen to It's Me or the Dog, or watch It's Me or the Dog, or My Cat from Hell.
Those two for sure, and a couple others. It looks like just about all their programs are streamed.
Yeah.
They may not be in their entirety, because I'm seeing different links here, but check them out, and you can probably get the essence of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Just well worth watching, particularly if you've got problems, and especially since there's just never been a good TV show with good feline behavior therapy and really solving problems, and he really is solving problems. And they go into enough detail that you can know what to do yourselves. And if that doesn't work for you or you don't know, you call me because that's what I do. Okay, so there we go. All right, let's get to it, shall we? If you haven't checked out HelenThayer.com, and it's Helen just like H-E-L-E-N, Thayer, T-H-A-Y-E-R, HelenThayer.com. All right, we've got everybody paying attention. Well, I don't know. Kathy's just going to miss out because I don't know. Somebody's been bending her ear for a long time. And maybe she's talking about moss on roofs or something. That's about what time the phone call started, so we'll see. All right. Now, you just think if anything of this sounds familiar to you, Mike, and where you might have met Bill. But in 1988, Helen was the first woman to solo any of the world's poles when she walked alone to the magnetic North Pole, pulling her own sled, unresupplied without the help of dog teams or snowmobiles. And guess what? Helen was 50 years old. Now, she wrote a best-selling book, Polar Dream, about her journey. Helen was also the first person to circumnavigate the magnetic North Pole area. And if you haven't seen the books, that's Polar Dream. Now, Helen, you remember, we'll just take a little time out here in your extensive resume, but this is how Helen and I and Bill, we all met for the first time, when her first book, Polar Dream, came out. Mm-hmm. And this was, when was this first published? Do you remember?
January of 93.
93, okay. Yes. So Animal World was on the air. We were broadcasting out of the Como studios in downtown Seattle. And as soon as I read this, because it was published by one of my favorite publishers, and that was Newsage Press out of Oregon. They sent me the book. I could not put this down. I absolutely was enthralled in the first 5 minutes, and that was it. I don't think I stopped reading until I finished it, or at least, you know, finished it in a day and a half. And I was blown away by your story. And part of the wonderful part of the story is kind of at the last minute before you took off, because you planned to walk to the North Pole without resupply and hauling your old sled and all of that stuff. And was it the Inuits that suggested you take a wolf dog with you?
Well, I knew about these polar bear dogs before I went up there. And I actually took an extra lead, an extra collar, because I was going to buy one of these dogs. But when I arrived at the village where my base camp was, Resolute Bay, they told me there are no dogs in the village. Well, you know, I was really disappointed. But then it was just 3 days before I was to leave on my journey that I realized then I'd have to go without a dog. But 3 days before my journey began, an Inuit hunter, polar bear hunter, came back from a hunt. And he said, I have the best polar bear dog in the village. And he offered to let me have him for nothing. But I said, no, I have to give you my last $100 I have in my expedition budget. That's yours. I have to pay for him. But what had happened was, when they said there are no dogs, I didn't realize at that time the Inuit people don't necessarily finish a sentence as we would. They should have said there are no dogs in the village because they're all out on polar bear hunts.
I see.
And so I thought, oh, no dogs. Okay, then I had to sit down and figure out, how am I going to do this without a dog? Because the polar bears would be my greatest danger, of course, because they do hunt and kill humans on occasion for food. And I knew that I could very easily be on some polar bear's menu, and if I didn't get off that menu, I'd be in deep trouble. But of course, I was able to buy this wonderful dog.
And you bought him, you named him Charlie.
I named him Charlie. I don't know why I called him Charlie, but Helen and Charlie walking to the pole together seemed about right.
And he was mostly black.
Yes, black with white paws. He was actually a Canadian Eskimo Husky, and he had a white chest. It's Canadian Eskimo Husky, but his grandfather was an Arctic wolf.
Yeah, and now these dogs, in their natural habitat, so to speak, or their homes up there in the Arctic, they live really tough lives, don't they?
Oh, it's just bordering on cruel. It is cruel, but the Inuit people are not cruel people. They're actually wonderful people, but the dogs are just a spark plug in an Inuit's engine of survival. They're there to pull big sleds or protect from polar bears, help with polar bear hunts. That's all. They're never pets. They're never named. They're fed just a piece of frozen seal meat maybe 3 times a week if they're lucky. They have no shelter of any kind. They just live out on the ice summer and winter. And so Charlie came from a, you might say, a desperate background, but when he and I met, his lifestyle picked up dramatically. From then on, it was whatever Charlie wanted, Charlie got.
And how old was he?
He was about 4. He actually lived to be 23 years old.
Right. But at the time when you got him, he was about 4?
About 4, yes. And
so I just was blown away by the fact that these dogs are pretty much like chained to the ice. You know, they throw them a piece of seal, piece of seal once in a while.
When they're not working, they're out on the ice, chained to the ice, summer and winter, through some of the worst storms you can imagine, 24 hours of darkness all winter. It's just really desperate. But he responded. I was really the first human who had ever shown him any kindness.
Right, because they don't have a relationship with their dogs like we do. You wouldn't call these like domestic companions.
Oh, no. In fact, they told me when I met Charlie, I put my arms around his neck, gave him a big kiss because that's what I'm used to doing to our dogs. And he's a big 100-pound fella and easy to just a hug. And the Inuit people were just appalled. They told me, "You've ruined this dog." But I told him, "This is the way we treat our dogs, and he's mine now." And so he and I, we bonded immediately, especially when he found the peanut butter cups on my sled. We bonded immediately.
Because that's something, it's just something that you and Bill have made part of what you do in your treks. When you go somewhere and you use animals that assist you in those treks, where possible, like with Charlie, you insisted that you buy him because you wanted him to be yours.
I wanted him to be legally mine. And it's just as well I did, because when I returned from the expedition, now the Inuit people, who never take any notice of their dogs, now treated Charlie as a hero. And if they could have worn part of his fur, they believed that his spirit of bravery would be transferred to them.
They'd have killed him and skinned him.
Exactly. And they did. They actually had to call in a couple, a Caucasian couple actually called in the RCMP and flew in from another island. And they basically rescued Charlie and I, put us on the plane and sent us south safely and told us that never bring Charlie north again. You may never get him out. And so when Bill and I walked to the pole together 4 years later to celebrate our 30th anniversary, we didn't take Charlie because Charlie was too precious. We would risk polar bears rather than risk Charlie.
And speaking of polar bears, of course, Charlie, it was a good thing that you had Charlie with you.
Oh, yes.
Because if you hadn't had Charlie with you, it's unlikely we would be having this discussion, and there probably would be no Polar Dream.
That's
because
right.
Helen would have been breakfast, lunch, or dinner for a polar bear. I mean, Charlie literally saved your life on more than one occasion.
Yes, he did. I had seven up-close, way too personal confrontations with polar bears, one only 6 feet away from me.
Uh-huh.
And so at a polar bear... even though they've scared me to death, half to death, well, almost to death many times, I just love those animals. They are so smart. And when you're standing there and you're looking straight into those tiny black eyes, you don't see a vicious, mean, savage animal. You see a highly intelligent animal that's merely standing there figuring out, well, are you worth eating or can I find something better someplace else? And you can't blame them for that.
Yeah.
And they really, you never hear them walking across the ice. They're totally silent.
Wow.
They are totally remarkable. That's why it's very sad now with global warming that these animals could become extinct, even within our lifetime. Though I'm 74 now, hopefully not in my lifetime, but it's coming. Because with no ice platform to hunt from, they cannot hunt for seals.
Plus, they're also drowning because of the melting ice in the summertime.
Well, they have to swim so far from ice flow. Yeah. They're on an ice floe. It floats out into the ocean. There's no ice around it, so they have to get off that and have to swim. And
miles.
Now they're drowning. And many of the females will have a cub at their side, and the cubs can't swim that far. Although they are remarkable swimmers. I mean, you do not want to be in the water with a polar bear. But they'll swim faster than you could ever imagine. But there's a limit to their endurance, and the cubs are dying, and also they're having to stay on land longer because the ice is not freezing up, so they can have a hunting platform. And it's desperate. It's really desperate. And these countries that refuse to put them on the endangered list, that really makes us angry, because what are they thinking of? Do they really want polar bears to disappear? That's another soapbox we have.
Yeah,
I can really jump up and down on that one.
So the bottom line is that Charlie did save Helen's life.
Yes.
As you heard, seven encounters, and the wonderful, that's what I was saying. We met when after she'd come back, written the book, came out, I got a before the publication, preview copy, and was like, and then to find out that Helen and Bill were local here, and she could actually come into the studio. Well, not only did Helen come, Bill came along, and Charlie came. Mm-hmm. So I was blessed to know Charlie, to meet him. He was in the studio with us for the first show we did together, which if this came out it must have been 1993.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how long our relationship goes back, Mike, and ladies. So I have to say now, when we met outside the studio before we walked in, we'd kind of do it the same way we do now, because my show's always been on the weekend, and the buildings we broadcast out of usually aren't open, so we all have to meet out in front and then come in together. With Polar Dream. And Helen, are all of your books, are they available through your website?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So HelenThayer.com. And I promise you, Helen has three books. We're going to talk about all of them, more emphasis on one than the rest. But we're going to talk about all of them. All of them are available through the website. I will promise you they will be some of the best reads of your life. I'll tell you, these books are phenomenal. You can't put them down, the story, and this, especially this Polar Dream, because her life is on the line from the get-go. And what I couldn't believe is that, Helen, let's go back. Wasn't it within the first 24 hours? And how long did the whole trek take?
It took almost a month.
Almost a month, okay.
But it was on the first day, all I saw were a lot of polar bear tracks, which, of course, Charlie loved them. He wanted to follow them, but I told him, no way, I know what's on the other end of those tracks.
You weren't hunting polar bears.
No, your idea was not
to stay away from us. So Charlie had to have a little regrouping instead
That's
of going
right.
after him.
It was like, and he had to learn to walk at my side, not be on a sled or be out in front. He had to learn
So she's
walk
training
at my
the
side.
Dog, too, feeding him peanut butter cups. So on a 30-day, about a 30-day, a month trek, and she's on the North Pole, folks. There's nothing but ice.
Were you in the Canadian Arctic or the Alaskan Arctic?
The Canadian started from about 600 miles north of the Arctic Circle at Resolute Bay, and we traveled up through a maze of islands, always out on part of the Arctic Ocean on the ice, always walking on the ice.
Yeah, Mike, you've spent quite a bit of time up there, haven't you?
In Alaska.
Yeah.
And it's the Inuits in Canada, which is why I ask. And it's also the Inupiats, which are in Alaska. And if you go all the way around the world above the Arctic Circle, that whole group is all related.
Wow.
And they've crossed over borders and other insignificant issues.
Boundaries.
Well, wait till we get to crossing borders in the Gobi. We're on 30 days, we're out in the middle of, it's nothing but ice. And I think it was within the first 24 hours, very close to that. Isn't that you somehow? You got your hands and your gloves wet or something? You got frostbite and you lost all the skin on your fingers?
The first night when I stopped at the end of the first day, normally I would have my jacket on lashed to the top of my sled and my big down mitts so that you stop. Because once you stop, you start to freeze. So you grab your big jacket and your mitts, put them on immediately over the top of your other clothes, of course. But when I was flown to my starting point, my sled had tipped over in the plane. It hadn't been securely lashed down. And the Inuit are so kind, and they were so embarrassed about this, they insisted on repacking my sled instead. And this is when I learned the value of saying thank you, but no, because in practicing for the journey, you load your sled and so many times, and finally it's a finale, you blindfold yourself and you pack your sled blindfold, because if you go snow blind, you can't see anything. So you have to be able to do it without seeing. You have to be able to reach for anything. Everything has to be in absolutely the same place every time. Well, of course, other people put things in different places. By the time I found my gloves, my fingers were frostbitten.
That's it, right. And you and all, and because of that, all the skin came off your fingers.
A big, huge blue. At
Can
least
you
that told me that my
this
fingers
is,
were
this
still
is
alive.
This is the first night of the journey. Okay, wow. So when we met outside of the Como studios, outside, when I physically met her for the first time, did I run to Charlie? No, I went here and said, show me your hands. I couldn't believe she still had hands on her body. That's what I wanted to see. And that's the first night, folks. This and that. Oh, gosh. And then somewhere along the line, now picture this. They're out there, and you're crossing, you know, she's walking to the North Pole, and she's got this big old sled behind her, and then Charlie, and he's got a sled.
A little one.
And they're going, and you're in a questionable area, and Charlie says, I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. And Helen doesn't listen.
That's right. The biggest lesson I ever learned was, the Arctic Ocean really consists of a lot of ice pans or ice flows. And, you know, you step from one to the other. Sometimes you can't see the crack. Sometimes you have to step over a crack. Well, I was about to step on, because the ice is very rough. It's not a skating rink going to the pole. It's very, very rough, big mounds of ice and so forth. So you're constantly looking ahead for the smooth path through the ice so that I can pull this 160-pound sled through. And Charlie had a tiny little child sled with just a few pounds of dry dog food. Sometimes I had to pull his for him too. So you're always looking for this clear area to get through. Well, I could see it. I said, oh, Charlie, let's go. And it so meant getting across this ice pan. But Charlie didn't want to step onto that ice pan. He was really reluctant. And finally I said, come on, let's go. You know, I wanted him to be obedient. Well, being the sort of obedient fella he was, finally he did. Well, I quickly learned that I should have listened to Charlie, because he instinctively knew that that ice pan was going to tip. And once we got our full weight on there and my sled, the pan actually tipped up. And so now I'm sliding backwards into the water with my sled grabbing me. And I did the ultimate in chin-ups on the edge of the upper edge.
Yeah, she's holding on to the ice. And behind her is the black water.
I knew if I went in there, we were dead. And I was also taking Charlie with me, because I had him lashed to my sled harness.
Oh,
and he
God.
Had just a tiny little blue plastic child sled, but it was so we were in bad shape. So I did the ultimate in chin-ups. It's amazing what you can do when you're desperate.
And yeah,
I actually,
and you're dead if
I actually
you don't.
Pulled myself up, put my chin over the edge of the ice, and then and with my right hand, I hauled Charlie up, and then putting the weight up closer to the top edge, it tipped the ice pan down like a seesaw. So I got off that, and then I hardly looked at Charlie for the rest of the day. I was so ashamed. It was a lesson. Just if he doesn't want to do something he knows better than I, just do it his way and forget my way. I'm a mere human. I just
Yikes.
Certainly didn't know as much.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we are at the end of this first hour, so we've got to turn things around. I'm wondering, I was going to run the flea tip, but I'm thinking, are you guys okay? Can we just continue? All right. Can we flip like the tops of the hours, Mike? Is that a big problem for you? And let's just turn this one around and we'll put the tip off to 11 o'clock and then see how we feel then. Does that work for you? Cool. All righty then. Now, and apparently we did have, I want to say, as Mike's getting ready to do this, we did have the caller that Kathy was speaking to was calling about the moss on the roof business. And apparently someone had a lot to say. Don't know if it was Sarah or someone else. But if you're still listening, I'm very interested in what you have to say, particularly if you have other alternatives that you know, are better. And I think the best thing for you to do is either email us here at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can go to marthanorwalk.com, email me through the website so I get it at my home office, or you can call me and my contact information is there. And if you've got a lot of really good stuff to say, then I'll arrange to bring you back on another show when we have time to really talk about that, if there's something to talk about. So there we go. Are you ready, Mike? All righty then. So stay right where you are. We're just turning this around. We'll be back for hour number two with Adventure Travelers, Helen and Bill Thayer. And right now we're on the North Pole. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.